Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
In Psalm 119, verse 130, we read, "The unfolding of your words gives light." The word for today is the second in our series about getting the most out of your Bible. American President Woodrow Wilson said, "I'm sorry for men who do not read the Bible every day. I wonder why they deprive themselves of the strength and of the pleasure. It is one of the most singular books in the world, for every time you open it, some old text that you've read a score of times suddenly beams with new meaning. There is no other book that I know of which this is true. There is no other book that yields its meaning so personally, that seems to fit so intimately to the very spirit that is seeking its guidance." So if you want to get the most out of your Bible, here are some questions to ask. First, is there a warning to heed? Second, is there a promise to claim? Third, is there a sin to forsake? Number four, is there a command to obey? Fifth, is there a lesson to learn? Sixth, is there a principle to apply? And seven, is there an example to follow? As you ask these seven questions, keep a journal to write down the answers that God gives you. You'll be amazed at the wisdom you glean. You'll be thrilled by the success principles you learn. Your anxieties will begin to lift, your mind will clear, and you will experience peace. John writes at the very start of his gospel, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Notice that phrase, "the Word was God." The more you read your Bible, the more of God's presence and power you'll experience. You might even adopt this old advertising slogan, "Don't leave home without it." Getting the most out of your Bible, part two. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.